In 1963, in Birmingham, Alabama, four young girls died because of their race. 33 years later, we turn on our televisions to see two planes crashing through both of the World Trade Centers. 6 years later, in the year of 2007, we see a troubled young man walk into his very own university, killing 32 people, including himself. When things like this happen, we often have mixed emotions. God, why are you doing this? God, why are you allowing this to happen? Why are you allowing this to happen? God, where are you? Whether we're yelling or flat out sobbing over a puddle, we just don't know what's going on. A lot of us try to answer the questions. Some will say that there never was a God. Others will say God pulled a string, put the world into motion, and when the time comes, he'll come back to claim his own. Some say that God watches from a distance. But where does God say he is? In the book of Habakkuk, he answers these questions. Consider with me Habakkuk chapter 1. How long, O Lord, will I call for help and you not hear? I cry to you, violence, yet you do not save. Why do you make me look at all these sins and cause me to look upon this wickedness? Yes, destruction and violence are before me. Strife exists, contention arises. Therefore, the law is ignored, and justice is never upheld. The wicked has surrounded righteousness. Just as us in 1963 and 2001 and 2007, Habakkuk called to God and asked the very same questions. God, where are you? God, do you not see what is going on? God, why are you not doing anything about this? God's answer follows in verse 5. Look among the nations, observe, be astonished, wonder, because I am doing something in your days you would not believe if you were told. It sounds to me like God is saying, I am working. It sounds to me like God is saying, don't worry, everything will be okay. It sounds like God is saying, look. Sometimes in his life, it feels like the whole world is just going to fall down all around us. It feels like nobody cares. It just doesn't seem like God's there. But have we looked? Do we have the faith to look? In 2 Kings, we read of the prophet Elisha, who saw God in a hard situation. Then the king of Syria sent his horses and chariots and a strong force there. And they went by night and surrounded the city. The servant of man of God went up early the next morning with an army of horses and chariots that had surrounded the city. He said, O Lord, what shall we do? The servant asked. Do not be afraid, the prophet answered, for those who are with us are more with us than them. And Elisha prayed, O Lord, open his eyes so he may see. And the servant's eyes were opened. And he looked into the hills and saw the horses and chariots full of fire all around Elisha. Even though Elisha's servant didn't see God, he was there. And he was working. And through the prophet Elisha, he shows his servant that he was working. The questions stated before have been around for centuries. And the answer has always been the same. The Lord our God is stating and will continue to state, here am I. God has said these words since the beginning of time. But are you ready to listen? God is working. God is here. God is now.